Egypt is holding a presidential election a year after the ouster of the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi. His Muslim Brotherhood and the revolutionary youth movement have called for a boycott. The two candidates are former army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who ousted Morsi and has since overseen a crackdown on his supporters, and leftist Hamdin Sabahi. Sisi is highly expected to sweep to power, with his opponents seeing him as an autocrat in the making. On this edition of The Debate, we look at whether Egypt is headed to a democratic future and examine the international response, especially that of the US, blamed for supporting longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak and accused of favouring its own interests over the democratic demands of people in the region.
A presidential election is underway in Egypt amid calls for a boycott of the vote by the now banned Muslim Brotherhood and the revolutionary youth movement. The two candidates running for the post are former army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and his leftist opponent Hamdin Sabahi. However, Sisi is highly expected to sweep to power. Sisi is viewed by his opponents as an autocrat in the making. The 59-year-old has promised a prosperous future to his supporters, but many are doubtful whether he will deliver on his promises. Sisi deposed the nation's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, last July, unleashing the bloodiest violence in Egypt's recent history. The ex-army general has also vowed to eliminate the Muslim Brotherhood, which was the main opposition group in Egypt, before being blacklisted by the army-backed authority. All violations happened under the nose of the self-proclaimed defender of democracy, the United States.
The U.S. is absolutely on the side of el-Sisi. El-Sisi is the typical leader that the U.K. and the U.S. has placed in the leading role for over 100 years in Egypt. It's very well known in the intelligence community as well as in the military community that most of the senior officers in the Egyptian military have trained overseas. They've gotten their education in Western university, and they've also gone to a number of military postgraduate schools.
Washington is being slammed by critics over its support for autocratic and long-ruling leaders as it tries to cement U.S. power in the Middle East at the expense of people in the region. Many observers say the U.S. favors autocrats, and its primary concern is how to best preserve its political and economic interest in the oil-rich region. Egypt, the most populous Arab country, which lies close to Israel, is of great strategic importance to U.S. interests in the Middle East. In April, interim Egyptian Foreign Minister Nabil Fahmy confirmed that Cairo is seeking strong ties with Washington, describing it a long marriage. But what is the U.S. seeking to achieve from this marriage? According to some experts, stability and security for Israel. What seems to be missing link here is the issue of democracy.
Well, you're watching The Debate. Let me introduce our guests for you, author and political commentator Mr. Mark Glenn in Idaho and professor of political sociology Mr. Saeed Sadek in Cairo. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us. I'll put my first question to our guests in Cairo. Mr. Sadek, what do you think about the voter turnout, first of all? And is Egypt headed to democracy despite the ouster of a democratically elected government, the mass arrests and the harsh sentences?
Well, as you know, democracy is not an imported uniform that you wear today and then things will be all right after a while. It takes time and it takes a lot of training and experience. The Egyptian people had achieved some results. We have limited the rule of the president to 4 years. We cut off his power and redistributed it to the prime minister and the parliament. You will not get a wholesale democratic model like what you have in the United States or well-established democracy overnight. So this is very important that we should take into consideration. Also, the presidential election today is just one of the steps to stabilize the country that is facing a lot of challenges. We are not in Scandinavia. We are in the Middle East. Our neighbors are failed states, Sudan, Libya, in Gaza, if you will. You also have an organization, the Muslim Brotherhood, that gets financing from the West, political and media support from outside forces. They have supportive militia. And so it's a big challenge. Egypt is beginning. I don't think you will have a Scandinavian democracy or American democracy today. It takes time. Even the Americans had to go through civil war to allow Mr. Obama to be a ruler in America. American women took a long time to get suffrage rights. The Egyptians did a lot of things in a very short period. Mm-hmm. We saved Egypt from the fate of Nazi Germany when they elected Hitler. We prevented Mr. Morsi from becoming, from creating a Socratic state that would lead to the disasters that we have seen in Sudan and Somalia and Afghanistan. He was democratically elected, but he banned many groups in Egypt to vote. He also, collaborated with militia, with assassins. He invited the people who killed President Sadat to the presidential palace, to military parades. He angered a lot of people. He was fomenting sectarian strife against the Shia, against the minorities in the Middle East. And so, democratically elected, but he failed the ballot box. He did not realize the objectives of the revolution. He was trying to apply the objectives of his own clan and organization. So no, this was a tribal democracy that brought him to power. And it was the Egyptian people who wanted modernization and real democracy that got him out of power with a popular impeachment by the people on the 30th of June.
Yes, well, Mr. Snydek, those, of course, who are opposed to your view are saying that even if Mohamed Morsi did have those problems, they call this a military coup and say that this is in itself illegal. But before we come back to you on that, let's bring in our guest from the U.S. as well, Mr. Mark Glenn. There's been a boycott now, we know, by the Muslim Brotherhood, youth movements, and a religious ban even imposed by a senior Egyptian cleric. Is this polarized society headed to a better future, in your opinion?
No, I do not believe that to be the case at all. In effect, what they have done, the United States and Israel, is that they have installed a military dictatorship over Egypt. It differs very little than what existed before under Mubarak. I think that Israel and the United States understand that the demographic and the political tension in Egypt is so strong and is so powerful that they literally have to have what was the former chief of staff of the Egyptian military sitting on top of these people, who has the loyalty of the military, who understands the way that the Egyptian military works, who has very close ties with the United States and with the military-industrial complex in the United States. And I think that what the United States and Israel have in effect done is they have put the meanest and most vicious dog they could get hold of and put this dog in front of the Egyptian people as a threat that if they entertain any notions of departing from what is the script in the Middle East vis-a-vis Israel and these other players, that the full force of the Egyptian military, backed up by the full force of the Israeli military and the American military, will be set loose upon the Egyptian people. This notion that this is a good thing, that this is going to promote democracy in the region, this is just more Hollywoodism that the world is subjected to as a result of a disproportionate Zionist control of Western media and discussion.